Light in the darkness.
My God,
that is who you are.
One more time, let God hear your voice this morning.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness.
My God,
that is who you are.
Like to lift up your hands and begin to exalt the glorious God, the way maker, the miracle worker, light in darkness. Would you like to give him praise? Would you like to give him honor? Would you like to declare that you are the light in darkness? You are going to bring light to my life. Thank you, because you are going to give me miracle. You are going to bring joy, Lord, today in the name of Jesus. Lord, have your way. As I lift your name high, as I lift your name above all situations, as I lift your name above all states of my life, as I lift your name above all conditions, as I lift up your name, glorious God, as I adore you and acknowledge your lordship, acknowledge your sovereignty, acknowledge your awesomeness, I declare that you reign over all. You rule over all. You have dominion over all. I am your possession. I belong to you, Lord. I am your property, Lord. You are my God. You are my Father. You are my Lord. You are my Redeemer. You are my God. You are my strength. The Lord of my soul. The Lord of my spirit. The Lord of my lives. Jesus. Jesus. Declare it, let the enemy hear. Declare it that you are property of the kingdom of Jesus. You are the Lord Jesus is the owner of your life. Declare it and establish again. Reinforce it, re-echo it, re-echo it, and make a declaration. You are property of the Lord. You are property. You are made by God. You belong to God. Every part of your life belongs to the Lord. From the ear of your head belongs to the Lord. It is not the property of the devil. And so the Lord must reign. Jesus must reign. The King of Glory must reign. The Lord of Lords must reign. I belong to the Lord. Yes, every blood in my system, every organ in my system, every system in my body, by the name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus is reigning there. The power of life is reigning there. So I give him the glory. I give him the praise. I give him the honor and power. I exalt you over God. Blessed be thy name, the Lord of Israel. We magnify you. We worship you. Be exalted, the unlimited God. No one can stop you. Give you glory, Father. In Jesus' name we are prayed. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Father of life, the God of all mercies and compassion, you are gracious, Lord of heaven and the whole earth. Lord, you have mercy upon whom you will have mercy upon.
Tonight, today, Lord, we come under the umbrella, the platform that you cannot deny, that you cannot reject, the platform of the blood of the Lamb. Yes, Lord, we present the blood of Jesus ahead of our lives, that you will look long in the name of our Lord Jesus through the eyes of your mercy and see the blood of Jesus. Lord, that this blood will avail for us in your presence in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, let the blood of Jesus speak for every life here in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus make us qualified to enjoy your benefits, to enjoy, Lord, all that you have provided and planned for us today. Thank you, Father. Reign in our midst and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the living Jesus. I welcome you again to another day of encounter with the power of the Lord. It's another day of the faith clinic, and it's another day that the Lord of heaven, we do new thing in our lives. And none of us will miss God's visitation in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, we are looking at what I call the turning around in Mount Zion. The turning around in Mount Zion. Please turn with me to Psalm 137. Psalm 137. And I read, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered. We are? When we remembered Zion. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. Verse 2. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us meat, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? When you look at Mount Zion, Zion is a place, is a dwelling place of God. Zion is a place where the Lord commanded blessings. Is a place of power and glory. Zion is a place of deliverance. That is why the scripture says, upon Mount Zion, there will be what? Huh? You don't know. It's a place of deliverance. It's a place of victory. Zion is a place of demonstration of God's power, where the enemy is silenced. The enemy cannot operate. But, there was a but there. Something happened that made the glory of Zion to be overthrown. Everyone here who has lost your glory, you have lost your blessing, you have lost things. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall recover them. I say, in the name of the Lord Jesus, all that you have lost, blessings, glory, joy, victory, that you are once, you will normally say, you are once strong, you are once rich, you are once in blessing. You were once not like this. You know, when a person says, I was not like this before. This is not how I was. I don't know what came on me. Huh? Just like it is Psalm 137 that we have just read. Psalm 137, that was the story, what happened to Zion. When by the rivers of Babylon that we sat down, when the people of Israel came back to their knowledge and said, this was not how we started, this was not how things were in our lives, this was not how we read God, we saw God, the God that divided Red Sea. And now, this is not even a sea. This is just a stream of water that we cannot even cross. What has happened? How could a stream of water be a threat to us when the God who divided the mighty sea is with us? That was the situation of the people of Israel. And the Bible says they sat down in Babylon. What happened? Where did we miss it? What really was a problem in our lives? Did our God go for sabbatical leave? Is it possible for God to forget the covenant he made with us? Has God changed? When the same God who made the enemy made them to serve us. He rebuked kings for our sakes. And he said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. And only chiefs are the ones that are touching us. The servants are the ones that are rebuking us. What has happened? The people of Israel got to that point and said, when we were in Babylon, we sat down and we wept. We wept. And the enemy were demanding from them. They said, look at you, yeah, people. Sing unto us that song that you normally sing in your church. Sing unto us. Sing now. Is that your situation? And they were making mockery of them. They were making mockery of them. And the Bible says, they were carried away, captive, and required of them to sing the song that they were singing in Zion. Ha! And they were replying, how do we sing that song? How can we sing this song that we are singing in Zion? But the Lord strengthened their hearts that they did not sing the song of Zion in the strange land. You will not sing the song of Zion in a strange land. In the name of Jesus, wherever you have lost it, wherever you have missed it, things that you used to do, you have missed your signs. You have missed your strength. Your strength has been depleted. You have missed it. Then today, the Lord will turn things around. No wonder in the book of Psalm 126, let's go to Psalm 126 now and see what happened. Psalm 126, before we begin to pray. Are you there? Oh, no, I'm sorry, not Psalm 126. yep. Yeah, Psalm 126. It says, the same God, the same people that were crying, they were weeping. Today, your weeping, the Lord is going to wipe away your tears. They got to a point. And that is a time of your breaking point. You are going to cross your breaking point today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when a man gets to a point, he realizes his position. Some of us, the reason why we are still going through what we are going through is because we only, you know, we sympathize or empathize with ourselves. Not sitting down and realizing, coming back to our senses and saying, this is not me. I cannot, this is not where I'm supposed to be. And by the reason of the power of the Lord, because you must be angry with your situation. You must be angry with the devil in your life. Most of us, we are not angry with the situation we are going through. We pamper ourselves and we allow the enemy to continue to torment us. The more you pamper yourself, the more you are oppressed, the more you sympathize with the devil, the more you suffer in the hand of the enemy. Oh, but begbo no for satani kole. That is why the Bible says the kingdom of God suffereth violence. Oh, but begbo no for kole and your shereni. A lot of us, we cannot begbo no. And we We pamper, pamper, and pamper. Today, you are going to Gbegbono. You are going to make it fire for fire. It's the one that we say, this one, oh, ti gba no je. And the scripture tells us, Psalm 126, the Bible says, when the Lord turn again, the Lord shall turn again, the Lord shall turn again, the Lord will turn again, the Lord will turn again, the Lord will turn again. And he says, when the Lord turn again the captivity of Zion, when the Lord turned away the captivity of Zion. And the Lord turned away the captivity of Zion. The Zion that's supposed to be a fruitful place. The Zion that's supposed to be a place of blessing. The Zion that's supposed to be a place of joy. The Zion that's supposed to be a place of victory. The Zion that's supposed to be a place of strength. The Lord said, I'm going to turn this. Yes, that was how he's supposed to be. But I'm turning things around. And he says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, you can imagine a place where God's presence and power is. We have the presence of the Lord. We a life that goes up, that carries the glory, that carries the presence. And that tells you that it is not, the fact that one, when someone says, He's a Christian. He cannot go through challenges. No, it is a lie. But one thing that the Lord tells us is that the Lord turns things again. He turns it around. He turns it again. The Lord will turn situation again in the name of Jesus. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. You are going to be like them that dream today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then our mouths filled with laughter. And our tongue was singing. That they then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things. That shall be my testimony. Your testimony. Would you like to say that shall be my testimony in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? That shall be my testimony in the name of the Lord Jesus. That shall be my testimony in the name of the Lord Jesus. That shall be my testimony in the name of the Lord Jesus. That shall be my testimony in the name of Jesus. That shall be my testimony in the name of Jesus. My mouth shall be filled with laughter in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we're going to pray, says, the Lord has done great things for us. We are full, we are glad. I have good news for you. Irrespective of what it has been lost, the God of restoration who turns things around can turn situation around. The counsel of the enemy can be broken. The workings of the wicked can be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As we are praying, we are going to use scriptures to pray. I'm going to use some scriptures. We're going to stand upon the word of life. The word that was spoken, that all things came to being. We're going to use them to pray. And all the streams of water that have been threatening our lives, they must dry up. Not only streams, the rivers, and the oceans and the seas, they shall all dry up in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to tell you one major thing that before we pray, as we are going to be handled in prayer, that we, Mount Zion, things did not happen like that to them. But because there are a number of things that happened to them all these things that happened to them the Bible says when they sat down. Those things that happened to them because of so many things they were doing. They disobeyed the word of the Lord. They were living careless life. They were at ease. They were worshiping idols. They left God. So we are starting from this. In the book of Psalm 106 verse 20. Please, can you go? Yeah, thank you very much. The Bible says they changed their glory. A number of us, we have changed our glory. The glory the Lord gave us. The beauty of the Lord. The Bible says they change it to what? Open your mouth and speak, my brother. They changed it into the similitude of an ox that eateth what? They changed it. The glory, the beauty. Because of their lives, because they were living, the way they were living, they changed the glory. And you know what it means to change, that you change the composition, they change what is supposed to be. They were the one who did it. It was not the enemy. They cooperated with the enemy, of course. They cooperated. And because they permitted themselves to be transformed from God's glory, the beauty of the Lord, they became us. And some of us, we are like that. Some of us, we've turned ourselves to us. We've turned of us to, and we are not supposed to be us. I'm going to rise on your feet now. We are starting from this point. We are starting from this point. And we're going to declare that all things that I have done, that have made me to turn the beauty and your glory to a multitude or similitude of ox and grass in my life. Today, merciful Father, merciful God, you will cry unto heaven that the heaven with the Lord of heaven will be gracious unto you today. You know what you have done. Some of us have done some things, some actions or behaviors, some ways of our lives, some ways of disobedience, some lives of disobedience and cruelty and wickedness, some lives that we lived, and you know that what you have done, that you want to save my Father, my God, today in the name of the Lord Jesus, every action that I have taken that has made me to turn my life, oh God, the glory that you have given to me, the glory and the power that have made me to lose all that you have given to me because of the way I have changed my life and changed my glory. Oh, my Father, today in the name of Jesus, I plead for your mercy. I cry for your mercy in the name of the Lord Jesus. I am pleading for your mercy that you will be gracious unto me, Lord. I cry for pardon and forgiveness. For some of us, we have lived a reckless life, a life of disobedience, a wicked life, a life of immorality, a life of uncleanness, a life of boyfriend and girlfriend. We live together with somebody. We do not even have, we are not married, and we are making, well, you have turned the glory that the Lord has put upon you. You've turned into grass. You turn into similitude of ox. You turn it like a horse, an animal, and you have turned yourself to an animal. So today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are crying that the Lord of heaven will be gracious to you. Oh, the Zion that's supposed to be a glory, a beauty, the Zion that's supposed to bring honor unto the Lord, a Zion that's supposed to be a strength even in the land, a Zion that's supposed to be glorious. Oh, the Bible says, and they sat down in Babylon, and they were weeping, they were weeping, they were weeping, they were weeping. What have we done? What is it that has made us to lose the glory that the Lord has given to us? Oh, the Bible says, and they cry. But today, you can talk to the Lord and say, Father, you will have mercy upon me.
You may have mercy upon me. Recognize the area you have missed it. Recognize the area you have lost it. You have recognized the area you have shortcut the glory. You have removed the glory. You have removed the power. You have removed the strength. You have removed the help. Grace has been removed from you. Favor has been removed from you. All help has been far from you. You want to say, Father, today, have mercy upon me. Be gracious unto me. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father. We are off. Wherever we have turned, this minute, we've turned your glory. We have turned your glory into similitude. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes. Into similitude of an ox. That we've turned this beauty of your glory, the power of your glory, we've turned it into an ox. We have made ourselves like ox. We have turned ourselves into something wrong, Lord. And we've not, with the glory has departed, the beauty has departed. Lord, we ask that you will be merciful and be gracious to us. You will bring mercy, you will restore, you will be gracious unto us. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let the precious blood of the Lamb, let the blood of atonement, let the blood of the sprinkling, let the blood of the sprinkling cleanse us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. Thank you, Jesus Christ. We exalt your name in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we are praying. As we pray, the Holy Spirit told me something. And I want us to pray and do it fast, just as we want to hand, as we are praying just now. Some of us, we see ourselves, we are behaving abnormally. We behave abnormally. You just look at yourself and say, this one is different from what we are saying. Just as we are just praying, that are praying that some of us behave like animals. You just see yourself behaving like animals. Or perhaps you see yourself being transformed into an animal even when you sleep. Huh? As all of us, we close our eyes. If you're in that position, just put your right hand upon your chest. Let's all close our eyes. It's a prayer that wants us to pray. We're just praying out the spirit. There are some of your people who are behaving like animals. They have the spirit of animals in them. Yes, when we behave like that, just put your right hand upon your chest. Put your right hand upon your chest. Put it upon your chest. The power of the Lord is there to deal with this matter. He's going to destroy those things. He's going to break the hole. He's going to destroy the hole. You know how you are behaving. You know your action. You know the spirit of the animal. You see some actions that you do. You yourself do, and you see that this thing is not normal. Sometimes you see yourself, you're acting in the wrong way. You say, what is it? Why? Father, you can identify. Holy Spirit, you have identified the issue. Lord, this is a matter that we hand over to you again, Spirit of God, to set these lies free from the whole of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. This spirit, this strange spirit of animal that has been troubling these lives, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we break your hold, we destroy your power, we command your grip to break over this life. And every covenant that you have made with this life, in the name of Jesus, that covenant is terminated. In the name of Jesus! Thank you, Father. Thank you, because your daughters and your sons are set free. We give you glory, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. We now go to the matter of the issues that each one of us, when we remember Zion, when we remember what the work
the way the Lord was working in our lives. When we remember the time, God will show us revelation of even tomorrow, of even when somebody is speaking to us. When we remember that before anything happens, we have already seen it. When we remember the love that we have for God, the seal of God in our lives. I say, yay, I can't do anything except this God. When we remember that, we could not, I remember that that time, I cannot tolerate sin. I cannot allow sin in a single way to come near my dwelling. When I remember, he says, and I wept. Right? I want us to look into your life when you remember those things. And I want you to go into the presence of the Lord. Where you think you, when you remember, you want to cry. This is a prayer that I want us to pray about. I want you to look at yourself. I don't know, some of us, we have not even started. But somehow along the line, for those of us who have started, you want to look at your life and cry when whatsoever that you can remember of the past. This is not how I started this journey. This is not how I was. This is not how, this was not my desire. This was not how I took Christ. This was not how I started my faith. This was not how I was. I did not allow things to consume my heart. Oh, mighty Father, today, oh, yes, Lord, when I remember Zion, and I was crying, this was not how I was, Lord. This was not my situation. Please, Father, be merciful to me, Lord. When I remember Zion, when I remember the word of God concerning my life, when I remember the prophecy that came when I was born, my mother told me whom I was, or when the prophecy that came me was to deliver me, when I remember that where the Lord, the times without number, God will speak to me, when I remember that the Lord will reveal things to me, that when I remember that things were not like this, I cry unto the Lord, and I say, Lord, merciful Father, be merciful to me today, in the name of Jesus, that you will turn my situation around, you will turn my life around, you will turn my case around, you will turn my life around, in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Ghost. Brakatarabaka rababaka shakarababa. Ziketeria bakuria boshikeya. Ziya dayan, dayan, dayaga, dayaga, yaga, 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 that we have hung our hearts, we have hung our what we used to do. I think because we want that it break out at the Vipama. We have lost the power. We have lost the strength. We have lost the fire. We have lost the steam. No more steam in us. No more fire in us. No more strength in us. No more grace. And you are saying you are born again. You know you are born again. Or you are here. You have not even known what it means to be born again. But today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, when you will leave the point of weeping. You will leave the point of weeping. You will leave the point of weeping. The power that changes, the power that changes situation is changing you in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. And verse 3 says, for they that carried us away into captivity. They that carried us away. Wherever anyone, whosoever that has carried you, any power that has carried you Today, you are coming out from every captivity, from every prison, wherever they have locked you inside, every dungeon, every prison, even if they have locked your destiny in the grave. That grave must break open. That grave must break open. That grave must break open. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, wherever they lock you, the Bible says, what they that carried away us away captive required us a song. Those who have carried you again into your captive, they are the one that we're going to bring song of, they will sing song of joy, songs of victory with you. In the name of Jesus, that whosoever power that has carried me into captivity today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, yes, Lord, you are emptied, you are destroyed. Every power, territorial power, ancestral power, wicked spirit that has carried your generation, that has carried your forefathers, your mother, your grandmother, carry them into dungeon, carry them, and your stress is carrying you again. That is your own tongue. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, are you praying? Are you praying? Ah, yakata, 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 kata. Rubabosikata. Maria Probos. Maria Probabakori Bakazandaria Braba. Mara Brakataya. Zeketeria Balaba. Malaka Prakataya. Ori Bori Katiri Kazotoria Bakata. Rimara Kori Bakazandaya. Oli prakata proboko sekedere, zatalia proboko sekedere wazobri. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, mayaka, let every prison gate be open. Those captivity, now, in the name of Jesus, we turn it around. We pray the power of the captivity. We pray the power of the captivity. We break the oath of the captivity. The yoke of captivity, the chain of captivity, captivity in the captivity of poverty, captivity of affliction, captivity of infirmity, captivity of diseases, captivity of failure. You are destroyed. You are destroyed. Every claim over everyone in the name of Jesus. In this life, in the name of Jesus, everyone that has been sold, we purchase you with the blood of Jesus. What a disgrace for the enemy. The Lord, all the enemy that has disgraced you, that disgrace is being turned upon them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your life is coming out of disgrace and shame. It's coming out of shame and disgrace. It's coming out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. And see things turning around in your life. Life that has suffered shame. Life that has suffered disgrace. Life that has suffered reproach. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your story is changing. Your story is changing. I decree by the Spirit of the Most High God, the power that formed the whole universe, that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are coming out of shame. You are coming out of disgrace. You are coming out of reproach. You are coming out of secret weeping. In the name of Jesus Christ. And the scripture says, they that have wasted us, asking us to sing, they have wasted us. asking us and required us of meat, gifts. Every area the wasters have operated in your life, in your family, wasting your destiny. You have just remained stagnated. You're not moving forward. Everything has been a waste. Waste of resources, waste of energy. You labor and labor, it has been wasted. Oh, you serve, it has been, you work, no money. You work, they don't give you they don't give you your wages. Everything has been a waste. Today, by the name of the Lord Jesus, you that read and read and read, the waster has come to waste what you have read. Every time you read, you do not understand. You stay, you study 10 hours, 8 hours, 15 hours, reading and reading and reading. And whereas your colleague will just read for 6 hours, for 5 hours, they understand. They will be teaching you. You that has read, you that have read for 12 hours, they will come and teach you and say, this is an activity of a waster. This is an activity of a waster. Every waster in my life, where they have been wasting my life, they have been wasting whatsoever that have been operating, working against me, wasting, wasting. When it comes to my tongue, the waster will show up. Wherever the waster is showing up in your life, by the name of the Lord Jesus, we like to confront the waster, wasting, all the wasters, wasting your resources, wasting your money, wasting. Oh, everything stands still. Your work is standing still. Your business is standing still. No progress, no advancement over your family. Everything remains dormant. Again, it is an activity of waster. It's the operation of waster. What are they drawing? All the area of waster. In the name of Jesus, the waster shall be wasted. The waster shall be wasted. In the name of Jesus, every waster. In the name of Jesus, that have been operating in any department of my life, in every possession of my life, you are wasted today. I'm coming out from your imprison. I'm coming out from your cage. I can liberate your cage, the cage of waster. In the name of Jesus, I leave your cage. In the name of Jesus.
Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Now today, I must deliver all the ports on goal of wasters in this life, in this whole, in every life here. All the wasters. Wasters. Oh, yes, Lord. We are the rod of the wicked has been resting upon the lot of the righteous by the reason of the power of the Most High God. That rod is cut down. That rod is broken. Oh, wherever the oppression of the rod of the wicked have been afflicting the life, afflicting destiny, afflicting future, afflicting progress, afflicting home. Today, mighty God, I stand in the righteousness of the Lord, pleading for mercy of over these my people, pleading for mercy over every life, crying for your mercy and grace in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the power of wisdom will be rendered. We end today the power of wisdom in the name of Jesus. This stronghold of wisdom shall be destroyed today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Raboria Shiketayan. Migrega Turima Gus and Dalia. Zangrobosika Laboshika. Malababarababa. Wherever they are wasting, the wasters, we are their wasting. We are there waiting any junction of this life, of this family, of this house. Wherever the any power of wasters is waiting. Waiting for destiny, waiting to waste life, to waste all blessing, to waste and turn the glory into turn into an ox by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, the hole is broken today. The chain is destroyed today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Psalm 126, verses 1 and 2. When the Lord, and today it shall be when the Lord, as the Lord has turned a key. In other words, God specializes in turning a key. God specializes in turning a key. That is, when your path is wrong, you are following the wrong path before. Gbogbo ona to tin ri tele ona iparun ni ona ise ona ti o mu tesiwaju ni, you know, there's no progress, no advancement, no joy, no fruitfulness, no blessing, no help. Today the Lord is turning your way. He's turning things around you. The Lord, Bible says, when the Lord turned again, the path you have been following before, I don't know if you are the one, but you are going to ask the Lord and cry unto the Lord. Father, every path of destruction that I've been following, every path that will lead me to evil, to destruction, to disaster, to calamity, to mishap, to poverty. Lord, in the name of Jesus, turn my way. Turn my way. Turn it, Holy Ghost. Turn it, Father. In the name of Jesus, every path of failure that I've been following before, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I turn it by the power of the Most Blessed High God. The power of the Lord that overturn. That power of the Lord will overturn the path. All the path that I've been following. Every evil path. Every evil path of destruction, every evil path of wickedness, every evil path of failure, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I overthrow, I remove my life from the way, in the name of Jesus, the path that turn, in the name of Jesus, when the Lord turn again, the captivity of Zion, we are like them, that dream. Yes, Lord. I don't know what you are. You are the one who knows where you the path. Even the path you are following. You may not even know the path you are following, but you just know where Lord, olu one year se pada. One year will not pada sirere. One year, olu one year bese sere. One year dari bese sere. Lati o ni lo. Oluwa yo yi pada gbogbo ona iparun ona igbe ona ese ona iponju to tin rin tele ani agbara olorun yo yi pada. In the name of the Lord Jesus, thank you father, for your mouth shall be filled with laughter. My mouth shall be with laughter, and out my tongue shall sing of your goodness. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I shall be like man who dream by the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Finally, before I hand over, Pastor, thank God. Pastor Adeniran is here. So, we're going to have triple blessings. Pastor Adeniran and our pastor will also pray. So, turn with me to Psalm 106. Prokoteruba kasa kata yakata. Verses 4 and 5. Psalm 106, verses 4 and 5. Are you there? You will read it 3 times and let it sink before you pray. You read it as you meant it. You read it as you know it belongs to you. You read it with all your spirit, with all your soul. No distraction. And you cry about it. We all like to read. 1, 2, go. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Oh, visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in thy gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thy inheritance. Two more times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou appearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of the nation, that I may glory with thy inheritance. One more time. Remember me, O Lord, with thy favor, that thou appearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation. Remember that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thy inheritance. Amen. We're going to pray. That tells you that there are blessings and meant for the chosen ones. Are you among the chosen ones? You are not sure. There are blessings that are specific, that are meant, that the Lord must remember you for, that the Lord must remember me for. Eh? In other words, there must be a distinction between those who serve God and those who do not serve God. Huh? Your life must not be comparable, must not be similar to those people who are outside. God always wants to distinguish, put a distinction in everything. You got to cry unto the Lord. That's the opposite in the last prayer. You got to pray tonight, or today, this afternoon. That you are going to pray. I'm not going to give you prayer point. You pray with the word. Pray with the word. Open your mouth and pray. Pastor Adeniran, we pray now. And then, Pastor, we pray. Pray. Open your mouth and pray. That the Lord will remember you. I don't know what you want God to remember you for. But heaven knows what is due for you. Even what you are supposed to receive. Heaven knows even that he can give you more than what you are due for. But you can cry unto the Lord that the Lord will remember you. That the Lord will remember me. He will remember me with the favor that he beareth unto these people. He must remember me. He must remember me. There are issues in my life. There are needs in my life. There are things I need to do. The Lord will remember me. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Pastor, please come.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I enjoyed a real privilege this morning to sit in the congregation. I discovered that the enemy is playing pranks, disconnecting many of us. And the Lord opened my eyes. I saw floodgates open, blessings flowing. But because we are bound with the captivity of diction and shouting, many of us, we're not plugged into that flood. Every disconnection, every power, every wall of Jericho that wants to cut you off from today's covenanted blessing, they are broken in the name of Jesus. They are destroyed in the name of Jesus. By the impression of the Spirit on my spirit, you are brought into the flood. You are brought into the flood. You are brought into the stream. Enter into the grace. Enter into today's blessing. In the name of Jesus. And by his instruction, as the pastor said, I should come. I stand in the name of Jesus. Every evil web that you have been caught in I stand to speak on behalf of God and his servants. Every satanic web, that you are caught already with, that has caught your glory, that has caught your grace and your skill, that has caught your feet, I cut them into pieces in the name of Jesus. Let the web catch fire. Let the evil webs catch fire. Let the evil webs catch fire. I address the second one. Klapo shikaya makarazuturia. From the message, every carrier that is not Holy Spirit, your carrier determines your destination, your carrier determines your speed, your carrier determines what will happen to you. Every carrier in your life, every carrier that is not Holy Spirit, everything, every power that carries you and your glory, that is not Jehovah, today they are judged. I said they are judged. I said they are judged. Every carrier, evil carrier of your glory, evil carrier of your body, evil carrier of your finances, evil carrier of your good health, every evil carrier of your career, I bring judgment of God upon them in the name of Jesus. I say, release him. Release her. Ni Yoruba, Oyagbeju sile. Togo, Togo. Tola, Tola. Obiri yi se, Oyagbeju sile. Omakuni yi, Moniko Ogbeju sile. This family, this business that you are carrying to your own direction, drop in the name of Jesus. By Holy Ghost fire, drop her. By Holy Ghost fire, drop him. Oh, yeah, drop him. Likaroza ha. Yalikura siriba. Milikura sirima kura zinde liboria. Many of us didn't. We even disbelieve what the pastor saw. One only pay, only re, on se bianako. One year must of our pay, a mianako ben awoko. Now, what God told me about that revelation is certain animals are holding some of us in their mouth. Mok paselo ruko jesu kokwe. The Bible says in the book of Job, he has swallowed up riches, he will vomit. He has swallowed up riches. I command the Leviathan. I command the dragon. Oh, yeah, vomit them. For me, their glory. For me, their blessing. For me, their portion. For me, their destiny. And finally, Lord, the whole essence of the message you sent to us today is divine intervention. When the Lord... Father, I cry together with God's servant. Oversee that household today. I request and I demand divine intervention in individual level, family level, in our careers, in the ministry. Father, step in. Lord, step in. Lord, step in. Lord, step in. Lord, step in. The blood of Jesus. As the man of God is taking microphone, I want you to open your mouth and begin to say, oh, Lord, step into my life. Step in. Step in. Step in. Is that how to speak? I will not let you go. You will not go home until 4 p.m. I'm in my church. Oh. Step in. Lord, step in. Lord, step in. Step in. You're welcome, sir.
I can see everything turning around. everything turning around for my good. I can see everything.
Everything turning around. Everything turning around.
If you believe it, sing that song.
I can see everything turning around. Everything turning around. Everything turning around for my good. You can see everything turning around. I can see. I can see turning around
for my good.
I can see everything turning around. Everything turning around. Everything turning around
for my good.
We can see everything turning around. Turning around, my world turning around for my good. So we can see everything turning around. Hey, my home turning around. Oh, my world turning around for my good. We can see everything turning around. Everything turning around. Everything turning around for my good.
I want you to go back to Psalm 137. Today is the day of intervention. And the Lord has intervened and will still intervene in your life and your situation in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 137 that we read from verse 1 to 4. From verse 1. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remember Zion. Verse 2. We hang our harps upon willows in the midst hereof. We are confused. Saddened by the river of Babylon. We were supposed to be singing, but our hands always became wither. Willows are just branches of wood. We were supposed to be singing, but our hearts were hung. Verse 3. For there that carry us away captive requires of us a song. They wanted to make a mockery of us. They were making fun. They were smiling at our expense. They were dispersing us. They looked at us. We became like nothing. They that wasted us require of us men. Sing us one of the songs of Zion. How can we do this? Verse 4. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Oh, Masangali Baba. Many of us, we are a subject of ridicule. We are bearing inconvenient situation. We want to praise the Lord, but we are unable to do that. But last week I told you something. There is a day, there's another day. What you found here was the day of lamentation of Zion. But then another day came. My brother, my sister, whatever your lamentation before here, before you came this morning, that was the lamentation of that day. Today, now another day has come. And what is that another day? Obadiah chapter 1 verse 17. Open it. Put it on the screen. Obadiah chapter 1 verse 17. That's another day. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. Another day has come. Tell somebody another day has come. Tell somebody another day has come. The day that Zion must be delivered. The day that Zion must receive his possession. Can you cry for another day now? Cry for another day now. Today is fair cleaning. Another day has come. Man sekebe. Ha! Lisa Oga. Hey! Mahuska Baba. Rahiga Gaga. Rahinga Gaga. Rahingo. Roboko Sondolobo. Rekekekekeke. Ha! La Gaga Gaga Gaga. The day of lamentation is gone. The day of deliverance is here. The Did your possessor, your possessors here? Ha! Mansoko, Mehura Baba, Rahiga, 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 Rahiga. Another day has come. Another day has come. Another day has come. Hey, Mansoko, Popo, Popo, Rahiga Baba, Rahinga, Gaga, Gaga. Cry for the glory of another day. The beauty of another day. The joy of another day. The testimony of another day. Today, right now, cry for deliverance. Cry for your possession. To possess your possession. Mahangu la baba. Rainde kekeke sembo. Runga gagaga. Ringe keke sembo. Ringa samba laba. Ringo go sombo li baba. Indaka samba laga. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Now I just want to pray to round up. Everybody close your eyes. The Lord took me in the spirit. And I saw, I don't know whether it's just one person, whether more than that. You had a dream. You will embark on a journey. But you didn't see the end of that journey before you woke up. So that you become confused on the way or you lost your way, but you saw yourself, you were on a journey, but you didn't see the end of that journey before you lift your hand anywhere we are, and God bless you. I'm going to pray for you. Come here. Manse te li baba. Rengegege suba. Lenke sempopo sombolia. Lehinga. Lehunga baba. Ha! Linseke pepepe. Your journey will not be terminated. Ha! The enemy will not terminate your journey of destiny. Hey! Man, the devil is a liar. The Lord is going to intervene in your situation. Menkus kaba. Lisa gaga gaga gaga. Hey! Man gaga 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 gaga. The enemy that wants to terminate your destiny, today I terminate them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Manka sababa baba. Ranga gaga. Langa gaga sandalaga. Lift your hands unto the Lord. Call up Reverend, come and pray for these people. Reverend, come and pray for them. Lift your two hands unto the Lord as she prays.
Galika payama gaparazon toraba. Yelika raba sidi kalamunkeria. Miura sidima andolaba. Milikura ande liborobo. Jege libora indora zidia. Thank you, Father. As the man of God announced, I heard in my spirit ambushment. Every ambushment laid on your destiny journey, they are scattered in the name of Jesus. Every ambushment and every ambusher that is laid on your destiny journey, they are roasted in the name of Jesus. There will be no accident. There will be no kidnapping in the spirit. You will not be wasted. Our pastor minister in that direction, the wasters, on this glorious journey God has set you to go for in your career, in your physical traveling, you will not be wasted. 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 The presence of God will carry you. You will land where? You will land where? You will land safely. You will arrive there. It doesn't matter the dimension. It doesn't matter the kind of your journey. You will land where? The blood of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Father. We release angels of God. We release angels of God to mount guard over your life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Everybody lift up your hand. I just want to round up now. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that you intervene in whatever may be the situation of everyone that's here today. In the mighty name of Jesus, say upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance and holiness, and the household of Jacob shall possess their possession. Lord, every possession of your people that has been held in captivity up till now, Father, let them be released unto them. In the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, I release your possession to you by the power of the Almighty God. I bind the strong man of the house that I'm holding your possession, and the hand with which the strong man is holding your possession, I cause to wither now, and your possession be released unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we are praying.